one of the reasons I've wanted to do this podcast all along is my basic theory is that can a Midwest city the size of Des Moines use this arts community and to essentially spark its own renaissance? And I've got this sense that that is kind of happening. Can you weigh in on that from your perspective, your historical perspective as a gallery owner and your more recent tenure here, Elise, as the manager? Are we in the throes of sparking a renaissance for Greater Des Moines by virtue of our arts community's presence?
I think we are. And for the reasons that I just said, is because of that, the different type of energy and the different type of programming and support between the artists that's happening. That's how I see it.
So you see a lot of energy happening around studio spaces, around artists kind of creating their own little communities,
right?
And a lot of tentacles going out.
Right. Because that, in addition to a strong foundation of the, you know, the bigger players, I think that's a key.
Yeah, I would agree with what Susan is saying, and I think you're definitely onto something in thinking that we're sort of in the throes of or the beginnings of this renaissance. I think because artists as individuals or small groups of artists supporting each other are not waiting for the opportunities to come to them. They are creating the opportunities. So I think that's what's happening now, and they're getting more and more comfortable with that power and that, you know, the traction that that brings.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, ladies. So join us in a week when we have a longer interview with Susan Watts and Elise Vernon of Olson Larson Galleries. A reminder that on October 11th, their program Women's Work opens here at the galleries. And at Mainframe on October 4th, Burn the Boats, an album release with Marqueas, a rapper and distiller. And October 16th, Valerie Van Horn hosts another Riverview Arts Salon at Mainframe. Thank you for listening, and catch us next week.